Amen. Well, it was quite the scene. Quite the scene. Jesus of Nazareth coming to town on a donkey and with the colt of a donkey following close behind. You know, we don't pay too much attention to that colt, do we? In fact, it may have been lost to the very thought of Palm Sunday. What if we were to see the triumphant entry through the eyes of that colt? What do you think the colt's experience of the triumphant entry would be? Well, I don't really know, but I can suppose. Imagine yourself in the place of that colt. What are they doing to my mama? We're just sitting here, peacefully eating our hay, and then all of a sudden, these guys come up and start untying mama. And the master comes out and says to them, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Just simply, the Lord has need of him." And he said, "Okay, fine." Doesn't know who the master is, doesn't know who the Lord is. But here we go. And the colt follows his mother the way colts are supposed to do. And he sees the clothes put on mama's back. And he sees this strange man kind of getting the old stirrup hands as he climbs up on mama and he's riding mama. And here we go. We're going through this massive gate. And there are people everywhere. "Mama, what's happening here?" Mama looks around, says, "Hush, child. I don't know either." You see, the donkey and the colt are innocent participants in what will be a day that will be kept for thousands of years hence. They don't understand exactly what's happening. And the colt follows mama down the road, and people are throwing down branches, and they're taking off their robes and putting them in the ground. And the colt has no idea what is happening. But there is a sense in the donkey and in the colt that this is important. And so they play their roles out. You know, we do the same thing. We don't really understand Good Friday. We don't really understand Easter Sunday. We don't really understand God's grace. We don't really understand forgiveness. But we do know, like that colt, that we have to play our part. And even if we don't understand what is going on, we do have a sense that it is important. Important beyond our understanding. I started a collection some time back of Scottish and colonial communion tokens. Are y'all familiar with those things? No? Let me learn you something. In the old Scottish church and in the colonial Presbyterian church, before you could come and take communion, which only happened about once or twice a year, the elders, listen up, session, the elders would go to each home in the parish, and they would examine each member of the household, young and old. They would test them on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Westminster Confession of Faith, the larger and the shorter catechism, and the pertinent passages of Scripture. And if you passed that test, which usually took at least a couple of hours, horrors, you got a token. You got a little piece of wood or pewter or silver, depending on the church. And before you could receive the Lord's Supper that Sunday, you had to hand that token to an elder, usually the sternest of the lot, who would stand right there at the Lord's table, guarding it, lest anyone unworthy should try to commune. You had to have your token. You had to prove your worthwhileness to receive the Lord's Supper. Now, every now and again, I will have a smart alecky elder who would say, you know, we need to get back to that practice. And I always say to them, okay, great idea. You go out and examine all the people in the parish. Usually a very short-lived bit of enthusiasm on their part. And the fact of the matter is, we don't understand. We don't understand the love of God. We don't understand the grace of God. We don't understand the mystery that is this sacrament. We don't understand Jesus buying into begging the question by his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. We don't understand any of that. And if we think we do, I'm sorry to say, we are sorely mistaken. You know, it used to be when I was a child, I was very distressed that I could not take communion. And even to the point where, when communion was served and my parents and my grandparents would take it, they had to come home and cut me up a little square of bread and some grape juice. And I always made sure it was bigger than the one they got in church, by the way. Years ago, our denomination decided, and you may agree with it or disagree, it doesn't really matter, but our denomination decided that children may partake of the Lord's Supper. The argument was, well, they don't really understand what's happening. And the response was, do any of us? Do any of us have a full grasp on the grace and the love of God? And the answer, of course, is no. And even the best and the brightest of us, when we go and we write down what we believe in terms of our belief about the grace of God and the atonement of Jesus Christ, I'm sure it's a very distant fourth or fifth place to what the understanding of God is. You see, when we come to this table, it's not about our understanding of God. It's about God's understanding of us. That makes all the difference. That poor colt, he was just following mama, because that's what he knew to do. We come to this table because we are following the generations before us, because that's what we know to do. On Palm Sunday, when we go into Holy Week, it's not about what we believe about God. It's all about what God believes about us. Hey, I like that image of the colt just following along. Because some days that's the best I can do, is just follow along. And it's not about attaining degrees or stripes or accolades or awards. It's not about what I know of the world. It's about what God knows about me. And when push comes to shove, and when the roll is called up yonder, I honestly don't think that St. Peter's going to be up there saying, recite for me all of the questions and the answers of the shorter catechism. God, I hope not. I think it's going to be welcome home, good and faithful, and perhaps not too bright servant. Welcome into the love of the Father. And that's all that counts. Let us pray. With grateful hearts, O Lord, we have our expectations of what you should be, and yet the accomplishment you have for us in Jesus Christ is so far superior to our best expectations. Help us to remember that it's not what we believe about you, but it's what you know about us. And you love us in spite of it all. And you die for us, and you rise for us. And in your name, all God's children say, Amen.